Is resurrection scientifically possible? Proverbs 15:14 says, "The heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge." Let us look at the resurrection of Jesus. In Turin, in northern Italy, is one of the most puzzling, controversial, and studied pieces of cloth in human history. The Shroud of Turin is preserved in the chapel of the Shroud in the Turin Cathedral, and is deemed to be the grave cloth of Jesus. In it we see his inflicted wounds, his swollen eye, the stripes on the back of his body, the cut marks of the crown of thorns on his head, and the spear wound in his side. Although many have tried to quote-unquote prove that it is a fraud, as of today, hundreds of scientists have found no explanation for the image on the shroud. All theories, from radiation to scorching to bioplastic coating, from painting to vaporographic theories, have all been ruled out. The only alternative is that the image of the shroud was the result of the resurrection of his body. Is resurrection religion or science? Dr. Albert Einstein discovered the formula that governs all creation and everything that is. E equals mc squared. Energy is the E equals mass m times the speed of light, c squared, which is 186,000 miles per second to the square, which is practically instantly. There's a picture of Albert Einstein. It says, if the solution is simple, God is answering. The first law of thermodynamics states that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Energy is and will always be. Science teaches us that energy alone cannot create. It has to be active or kinetic energy to create. What is the energy and the kinetic energy? God says, "I am that I am." Exodus 13 verse 4. The Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, who lives forever and ever. In Revelation 4, verse 8 and 9. God is the energy that always is. Energy alone cannot create. But when God speaks, and God said, "Let there be," in Genesis 1, then his word becomes the active kinetic energy. Concerning Jesus, it says, his name is called the Word of God. Revelation 19:13. In the beginning was the Word, and without the Word was not anything made that was made. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In John 1. The basics of quantum physics. Quantum physics teaches us that all mass is ultimately energy. Max Planck, Nobel scientist, states, "All matter originates and exists only by the virtue of a force which brings the particles of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter." As Planck wrote mind with a capital letter, so Einstein wanted the E of energy in EMC square to be a capital. Both knew that they were referring to God, confirming the scripture that by him all things consist. Colossians 1:17. EMC square shows clearly that mass cannot exist without energy. If there is no God, then the E is zero. Zero equals MC square is an impossibility. Hence, without God or the energy, there is absolutely nothing. God constitutes everything, even the minuscule dust particles. That's why Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, for you are of more value than many sparrows." Matthew 10:29-31. Cloning our new bodies. Clones are organisms that are exact genetic copies. Every single bit of the DNA is identical. If you download the hard copy, you'll find the references and the links. So a Harvard study states DNA can survive for hundreds of thousands of years in a box in your garage. Even if our physical DNA is destroyed, Quantum physicists discovered that if we really want to observe ourselves and find out what we are really beings of energy and vibration radiating our own unique energy signature. Our DNA, or our unique energy signature, along with our deeds, are recorded in indestructible books. Revelation 3:5 said, "He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." For the believers that are overcomers, whose names are in the book of life, the resurrection will happen at the Lord's second coming. Jesus, who is the Word of God, or the kinetic energy, will clone our DNA, or our own unique energy signature, into a new body at the speed of light to the square, in the twinkling of an eye. Look, I show you a mystery. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. Back to the shrouded terrain. When Jesus' dead body mass was raised at the speed of light to the square, in that moment of time, the speed of light to the square burned his image onto the fabric that covered him, and it left us the physical material proof of his resurrection on his gravecloth, the shroud of Turin. This formerly impossible religious nonsense of the resurrection is clearly scientifically possible. This is not religion. This is science to the max. God is the total, absolute pinnacle of science. He is omniscient. He knows all science. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. And He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. What will our new bodies be like? Our personal DNA, or unique signature, will be cloned into a new incorruptible body, so we will definitely recognize each other. Much like each caterpillar is changed into a particular butterfly. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. It says in Daniel 12, verses 3 and 4. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. 1 Corinthians 15:41. Our new bodies will be similar to the one that Jesus had after his resurrection. He could freely shift in and out of our four-dimensional parameters. He ate, walked through walls, disguised himself, and wasn't subject to what we call gravity. And the question is, will we remember what we know now? One human cell can store 1.5 GB or gigabyte of data in its DNA. The digital size of the Encyclopedia Britannica is approximately 1 GB, 1 GB. One human cell can easily hold the data of the 32 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Harvard tells us that 1 gram of DNA can hold 700 terabytes, or that is 700,000 gigabytes. Therefore, what we are learning is never wasted, but it stays with us forever in our DNA, in our unique energy signature. Our soul will join our new body, while all that we learned is automatically part of us. Our everything is recorded, and it's payday. Payday, or judgment day, happens at the end of Jesus' 1,000-year reign, the millennium of peace. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. This time, it is for those born during the millennium who dedicated their lives to Jesus. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and each were judged according to their works. Revelations 20, verses 12 and 13. A child born in a war-torn country, who saw his or her mother being raped before the parents were both killed, will get a much different ruling than those who instigated the war for greed. The day when God will judge the secrets of men, it says in Romans 2:16. Now, why doesn't God step in? The Lord has to allow things to take its full course to see what character we will each develop. Do I choose to love or hate? Do I heal or hurt? Do I care or curse? Give or grab? Your life's memory stored in your DNA will be played back for all to see. Save yourself this total humiliating experience. God doesn't want to judge us. He wants to forgive us and not hold our sins against us. That's why he sent us his son to take the punishment for us, so we don't have to stand trial. If you have a son, then you know what kind of sacrifice that took. Jesus is eager to erase your memory file. This is something that only he can do. But we have to accept him and ask him to make us overcomers. If you download a hard copy, you can get all the reference material and the links. If you don't know Jesus, then download and read or listen to No Cold Callers, Please. It says here, as the universe ticks on a precision timetable, so we have arrived at the threshold of time in world history where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled, leading up to the Lord's second coming. At the site, johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on many subjects, from creation to science to kingdom come, plus 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are free. No cookies, no info requests, so we can spread the news.